game that always gives, isn't it? The great game of rugby league. And Phil Rothfield, the Daily Telegraph sports editor at large, he joins us. G'day, Buzz.
Yeah, good day, guys. Great day. We can get out and about again and go to the regionals. I hear you talking about that. It's terrific. Clarkey, this cricket story, you're ignoring the biggest story.
What's that, buddy?
And that is Justin Langer and the fact that he lost the sheds, lost the dressing room, and he's got to tiptoe around these issues now. He's not in a position where he can afford to get offside with any of the senior players.
I don't agree with that.
Oh, of course.
I don't agree with that.
How are you going to have a press conference now and get stuck into them?
Don't coach. Don't captain. Don't be a leader. Mate, leadership's not friendship. Leadership is do your job. You got a responsibility.
Yeah, how can he do his job when he lost the sheds a few months ago?
The whole lost the sheds, let me tell you how it works, Buzz. When you captain a sporting team or you coach a sporting team at the highest level, you play a part in selection. So in cricket, you select 11 players. So those 11 players, they like you on that day. The four that you leave out, they don't like you on that day. That happens every single day in sport at the highest level. So the whole losing the sheds, in my opinion, comes down to tough conversations. As a leader, you have to have tough conversations.
Clarkey, those tough conversations haven't worked in the past. And I think he is frightened to do what he needs
to
do.
Well, I don't know if he's frightened. I hope he's not, because it's his responsibility as head coach to call a spade, to work on the areas of where we are not being our best and not being successful and improving those. I'm open to the communication. Say that again.
How's he going to sack Dave Warner? Like, you heard Warney on air talking about these guys last night. How's he going to
his job isn't to do what Shane Warne wants. That's not Justin Langer's job. There's a lot of great judges, but that's not his job. Justin Langer's job with the other selectors is to work out what is the best 11 players to take the field to beat that opposition in those conditions. That's his job. And if that causes discomfort or if that causes tough conversation, that's leadership, Buzz. That's what you got to do.
Yeah, but I don't think we'll have those tough conversations. Anyway, you harass me about rugby league every Monday in the winter. I thought I'll have a crack back.
I'll tell you what, Buzz, he usually sits here casually with straddling the chair. I've never seen him move that quick, the pupster.
I get as disappointed as anyone when we lose. And like I say, I'm questioning our tactics for that game because it doesn't make sense to me why we made the change halfway through the World Cup.
I tell you what I get disappointed with whenever you and me agree on anything.
It's rare, though, so that's cool.
Hey, Buzz, Buzz, this NRL draw, mate, it's going to be released very, very soon. We're going to have some real big blockbusters, aren't we, in this first round?
Oh, yeah, look, I've got a story in my column today, Dave. Terrific story in that Adam Reynolds, round one, Friday night, is going to be up against the South Sydney Rabbitohs, where he had 10 years, 239 games, and smashed every point-scoring record. Mm. So that's the promoter's dream. I spoke to Kevin Walters about it yesterday, and he can't wait to open the season. It'll sell out in Brisbane, that game, and Reynolds leading them for the first time. And, they could have waited a few weeks to give him a chance to settle in, but can you imagine seeing him in that Broncos jersey against Cody Walker and Cameron Murray and all his mates he played alongside for so long. Penrith will play on the Thursday night to open the season as the defending premiers. They'll be at home at Penrith Stadium. I'm told it's looking like they'll be playing against Canterbury, the Bulldogs. This will be another rivalry game because Matty Burton will be running out for his debut. So it's going to be a great draw.
Now, Buzz, football stadium, it's coming up quite quickly. And now there's debate around, and one of the great places to play too, by the way. There's debate about the name of the grandstands. Remember, there's no O in Burke when we're talking about that, if you want, mate.
Yeah. I was thinking about yesterday, and I thought, oh, the Ella brothers, you know, Burke. Which way have I gone? I flipped the coin in the end.
What's the go? What's the drama about the grandstands, the naming of?
Oh, look, it's not huge drama at all, but there are four new grandstands.
Yeah.
And they have to name these four stands. So I came up with 10 names who I think would be suitable. debate, remembering you can't have cricketers or AFL players because they're next door at the cricket ground. So it comes down to soccer or football, whatever you want to call it, rugby league and union. Now, Sir Nicholas Shahidi is already on a stand at Allianz Stadium, so that will remain. So I thought we should have a soccer player. You guys agree?
Yeah, I agree.
Yes.
Yeah. So I was going to, I thought Johnny Warren would be a wonderful, wonderful name for a grandstand.
That's the medal that they that they play for as well. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I then thought, look, Sir Nicholas Shahidi represents rugby union, a Wallaby captain, an absolute legend. And I thought the ground, the most traffic on the ground, and particularly the old Sydney Sports Ground, is probably rugby league. So you'd want a couple of Roosters or South legends. And I put a poll up on our website. And the great Arthur Beetson is a tearaway leader in this poll. And wouldn't it be a wonderful thing to walk into that new venue and see the Arthur Beetson stand? I think it'd be terrific. I really do.
I think that's a fair call for that name as well. And you're talking about, you know, legends of what they've done and contribution to the sport on the field and off the field as well. And you know, those three names that you already have there, and obviously Nick Shahidi is already up there. I fully support that as well.
Yeah, the other thing for all our South Sydney Rabbitohs listeners, and there are thousands and thousands of them, I think if they are going to use the home ground, and I think we'll be revealing very soon that they're going to quit ANZ Stadium or Stadium Australia after next season, and they'll play at Moore Park as well. Mm. So I think we have to think about South as well. And there's a name there, Ron Coote. Whenever he plays South, they play for the Ron Coote Cup. And he was so, so close to being immortal. Probably should have been one. But he played for both clubs. I think it's a nice way of recognising South ground as well.
Buzz.
I'd love to see the Ron Coots. But, you know, we've got Daly Messenger. You can't have a new stadium without a Daly Messenger stand.
Mm.
Buzz, if people want to vote on that, do they jump on the telly website or jump on your Twitter?
Just jump on the telly website, mate. And, all the stories are there, all the footy there on Bulldog Richie's got a couple of yarns up there today.
Any exclusives? You got the exclusives, Bulldog?
Oh, he knocked me off the back page today, the dog.
Ouch.
Chirping about that as he normally does, you know. He gets very dirty, the dog, when you don't get the back page, Clarky.
Yeah, well, it's the world you're in, Buzz. Quite competitive, isn't it?
Yeah, he told me he's coming in to work alongside you Wednesday, Thursday, correct?
Can't wait to see him.
He's in
Do you here. Get on better with him than you do with me?
Oh, I think I get on better with everyone than I do with you. Mate, what about today? It is a big day in and around signings for 2023. What can we expect? Who's going to be the face of this Dolphins team, you reckon?
That's a tough question, Clarky.
Munster?
Look, I don't know about Munster.
Yeah.
I still think they'll go harder for Callum Ponga more than any other player.
Okay.
I do. And I've heard ridiculous money bandied about. I've heard about $1.4 million a year.
Wow.
Which would make him clearly the highest paid player in the game. Well, he's next Queenslander. Originally started the Cowboys. One of many. Can you believe the Cowboys? We talk about clubs struggling. They let Ponga go. They let Brandon Smith go. They let Billy Kickow go. Look, it could be Ponga. Look, it could be Brandon Smith. But I can drop a little bit of a yarn here. I think in the next 48 hours, the great Rooster centre Joey Manu, who's going to get $1 million-plus offer from the Warriors, I think he's going to recommit to the Roosters. And I think he's going to take unders, probably 850,000, something like that. I think he wants to be a one-club player. I know Danny Widler wrote over the weekend that Joey Manu probably wants to play a bit of 5-8 and a bit of fullback, but he's got James Tedesco and Luke Keary there at the Roosters. But they're about to hit 30. Joey Smuts younger, and I think that will come. And I'm getting good mail. He will stay at the Roosters.
What about sitting on the table? And if you're talking about taking unders there, Buzz, Roosters, are they going to perform better than the Warriors? You know, when it comes to playing semi-finals, finals.
Well, exactly. And look, I did a big piece last week about the draft, and I spoke to managers and I spoke to coaches and chief executives. And I said, what are the most important things when a player goes in a negotiated contract? Well, one is, make sure the club's financially sound and that you're going to get paid. Two is who's coaching the side. And Trent Robinson has probably got many, many times more appeal than Nathan Brown, without being rude to Nathan, but it's a fact. And the overall strength of the team is number three. And Joey Manu is going to have much better players around him than he's going to have at the Warriors. The Warriors are going backwards. They've made the finals once in 10 years. And I know they've had a tough time in COVID. They haven't been home in New Zealand, but... Mm. The NRL have put them up in nice resorts. They've had all their families here with them. So I don't think it has been as difficult as some might believe. Yeah. But, I've got a feeling he'll stay at Sydney Roosters.
And, Buzz, just back to the Dolphins quickly. Mate, if you could buy anyone, because Laurie's spoken about this before, saying, you can buy the flashy halfback or your Kalyn Pongers, but would you build your club around it? And obviously there's a big community element too of that Redcliffe Peninsula area up there in Brisbane. I mean, who would you be buying if you could buy anyone? Would it be like a Cam Murray? Is he the type of bloke that you can build your club around, not only from a leadership point of view, but from that player point of view as well?
Yeah, look, Cam Murray would be sensational, but he's going nowhere. He's about to be appointed captain of South Sydney, and he's born and bred in the South Sydney area. I think Cronulla and Craig Fitzgibbon have been really smart next year by signing a rock, a sort of foundation like Dale Finucane from Melbourne Storm. And this changes the culture at football clubs. A bit like when Son Bill Williams first came back to the Sydney Roosters. What year was it? Oh, it was about 2016. And the Roosters had a really bad culture at the time. There was the Todd Carney and the Nate Miles, and they were losing sponsors and they were getting into all sorts. And then Sonny Bill came in, and after him, Cooper Cronk came in. Mm. And they just changed the foundations of the Roosters, the culture of the Roosters. It's what Melbourne Storm looked for before they signed any player, is culture. They're standing in their game. The players are the first at training, the last to leave. And I think Peter O'Sullivan, who's a very good recruitment guy, who's signed with the Redcliffe, will be looking for that sort of player. And I know Wayne Bennett will be, for sure.
Before we let you go, your cup tip tomorrow, mate. Have you got any mail from that press room there at the telly?
Oh, no, Mal, mate. Look, I'll be following Raymond Thomas, I think, the great Ray Thomas, and I was telling him and the dog on air yesterday that I like the favourite. What a story from Toowoomba to Flemington. But as you said, mate, the stories around those bush tracks. Have you ever been to Wentworth Races down there on the border?
No, I haven't, but I want to.
Oh, mate, it's right on the opposite Mildura, just the river separating them. And I went down there about 5 years ago just to do a colour story on the meeting. And I compared everything to Flemington. I said a corporate suite at Flemington costs $40,000 for the day. A corporate suite at Wentworth was a bathtub full of ice with all the beers in there and sandwiches made by the local mums,
Brilliant.
And the race caller was pretty easy. He stuffed up about two of the finishes, and they weren't very fast, the horses. My goodness, it was a great day down there.
It is. Getting out of the bush. You'll have to get on a trip with us when we go to Mudgee or one of these big trips next year to Wagga, Buzz, because it's a lot of fun. They know how to party out there, and they've got a couple of months up their sleeve.
He owes me a feed, Buzz, as well.
He owes you a feed.
Yeah, once the Tigers beat the Sharks.
It'll be a cheap feed, Buzz. He doesn't eat this bloke. It'll be a cheap feed.
Just a salad or something. Bottle of vodka and a salad.
Mate, the West Tigers beat Cronulla once in about four. Come on. The day we had the best. Watch us this year. Watch the Tigers go this year
after our big announcement coming soon. Sorry about that.
Hey, there you go. Hey, Buzz, thanks for coming on this morning, mate. Have a good week. And
You're going good, Dave.
Well, Middo, he's down there with all the beautiful people swanning around, winking at them all.
Just keeping it real.
Someone's got to do it.
Just battling away. Thanks, mate.
Ultimate. Good on you guys. Talk soon.